Com.
Now, maybe on the West Coast, headed someplace to chill for a long, long holiday weekend. Be careful out there, my friends. Oh, over this weekend, we've got the president who will be touring New Jersey to look at that flooding. But, boy, you see Vermont and talk about being underneath a pile of water because of those rivers that just crested. And, you know, we've talked about this now for the entire week. Here's what the upshot is. The bottom line is, now we're moving beyond, sadly, there was more than 40 people that lost their lives, right? But now we're moving into the phase that I like to call, where's the dough? And when everybody gets back from their long weekend of chilling, meaning our elected officials, that is one of the first things that they're going to tackle now. Where are we getting the dough? Where is the money coming from? And ultimately, what is the price tag for Irene that became a tropical nightmare in some cases because of the amount of rain and the wind that did so much damage? So the answer is cut, cut, cut. Like it or not, here it comes. Because you got to take it from something. And we're talking maybe $10 billion. It's interesting. Before Irene hit, and they were talking, oh, it looks like it's, you know, going to be Category 1 and whatever. I can remember the president saying that it would be a billion something. Boy, talk about a guesstimate that was way off target. You know, $10 billion, maybe even more. But probably somewhere in that neighborhood. So that's what the dance is going to be starting on Tuesday. That and jobs, because the president will be making his speech to the joint chambers surrounding jobs. And the jobless rate, the numbers coming out, of course, on Friday heading into the weekend, and the look or the claim is, let's see a big dip here. Let's see something happen. We have the claims fall, you know, and see, these projections are always, to me, a little bit off. But we have the jobless claims fall to $409,000. Now, what ultimately is the effect on Wall Street? Ultimately, what is the true effect in your backyard? I say this show is always about that, the buzz in your backyard. So 409, when I say that statistic to you, what does that mean? Well, it means the initial claims for state unemployment benefits dropped 12,000, they say, to a seasonally adjusted number, the one I just gave you. That's according to the Labor Department. But that number still points to a job market struggling big time. So maybe the number of Americans who filed claims for unemployment benefits fell last week, but there's not a big bright sign that says that things are looking a little bit better. In fact, it's still slump, slump, slump. And it already showed up on Wall Street. I think it still shows up again on Friday. But the Dow was down, of course, again, 11,000. NASDAQ was down. The S&P 500 was down. So that number might be short of sounding the giant alarms that say we're in a recession. But all you have to do is walk up and down your neighborhood and talk to people, and you can feel it. You can see it. We're breathing it. We are breathing it. And really, the claims have no bearing on August's, as they say, non-farm payrolls that count to be released on Friday, right? So we're going to probably see another hit, like I said. That's the bottom line. We'll see yet another hit. Speaking of a hit, and I said this, the president's trying to make his speech a big hit coming up on Thursday, the same night next week when the NFL kicks off with the Green Bay Packers and the New Orleans Saints. Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, was badgered with questions about, you know, did the White House give in, all that other sort of stuff. Was this a big deal, switching the date? Because remember, they wanted to hold the speech on Wednesday rather than Thursday, but instead maneuvered around the Republican debate in California. Here's Carney answering a few of those questions.
What the American people expect the president to do, what the American people expect their senators and congressmen and women to do, is listen to them and take action. They do not give a lick about what day next week the president speaks before Congress. The sideshows don't matter. The economy matters. The American people matter. Jobs matter.
All right, jobs do matter, but the problem is that this president hasn't delivered those jobs. We keep hearing about, you know, the shovel jobs, those kind of jobs, the temporary jobs that aren't cutting it. And again, looking at the economic numbers, they don't really tell the story because so many of the numbers are manipulated incorrectly. I mean, that's the problem. What does a job count as? Someone desperately working at a fast food restaurant making minimum wage, but they just got out of law school and have $150,000 to pay back. I mean, you know these stories. We talk about it all the time. So the man who wants to be president says he can change that situation around. The governor of Texas, Rick Perry, is the front runner in the Republican field right now, people preferring him to Mitt Romney. How would you feel about Rick Perry if you looked a little bit deeper on his immigration stances? I talked to Mark Krikorian, who is from the Center of Immigration Policy, about how Perry stacks up on illegal immigration, and here's what he had to say.
Well, Obama certainly is going to want to talk about it. The question is, will the Republican candidate basically force him to talk about it? I mean, that's really the question. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, the way it's looking now, we're looking at either Romney or Perry being the Republican candidate. I suppose things could change. It's a year till they nominate formally, but, you know, I'm not sure who else it would be at this point. Bachman, I mean, I've met Mrs. Bachman. I like her. She's a lot smarter than the, you know, her detractors say she is, but, you know, she's kind of running for vice president. I mean, she's just a House member.
Sure.
Really, to me, between Romney and Perry. And Perry is just awful on immigration. I mean, Romney, you know, you would think Romney has this kind of East Coast elite effete sort of image, and Perry has, you know, the coyote shooting cowboy raising himself up in the bootstraps. So you would think he would be more hawkish on immigration and Romney would be more, you know, dovish.
Right.
More sort of expansionist. It's actually the other way around. Perry is awful. I mean, he's supported openly, repeatedly said he's in favor of amnesty. Well, he doesn't
Absolutely.
Say
Absolutely. Yeah.
He wants to legalize all the illegal aliens and call them guest workers. But they get to stay, and, I mean, how's that not amnesty? It's still amnesty. It doesn't matter what you call them.
Sure.
He signed a bill giving in-state tuition to illegal immigrant students, subsidized by taxpayers. He's defended that. He's against fencing. He's against E-Verify, which is the online system the government has, the free system to enable employers to check when they hire somebody, whether the Social Security number and the name are all real or made up or whether they match, that kind of thing, sort of common sense stuff. He's bad on all that stuff. And Romney, you know, it's not like he's a real
it's
hardcore.
The choice is Romney. Stay with us.
You know what I mean? You know,
yeah.
A lot of it is kind of fake.
Prescription drugs. Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Everybody, we're back at it here on the ranch called America Tonight. Coming up at the tail end of the show, we're going to check your letters. Yep, we're going to head to the mailbag. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Click on the email and bada bing, you are in just like that. Also, you can hook up with us on Facebook. We got a great Facebook question going on right now. And the question is, should the starting salary for a teacher be 60 grand? Ultimately, do the teachers need to be paid like engineers so that we get the best and the brightest and we cut out all the crap in the public schools? You know, where we're talking about the kids that are coming out in some cases, not all of them, because I don't want to vilify all schools, because I know certainly there are great teachers and there are great school districts. I hate when people throw a blanket over things, so I don't want to throw out a blanket statement. But Arnie Duncan, the Secretary of Education, proposed last month that, hey, teachers need a boost in their salaries, and that would transform the public schools because we would get the best possible college graduates into the profession, right? So, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the median salary for all middle school teachers is about $52,000. How many people out there listening to me are making $52,000? So, if we paid teachers two or three more times, you know, two to three more times more, well, that was easy for me to say, would the kids learn more or not? Here's the crying shame of all this. The administrators, in some cases, are killing the system. It's like I saw an excellent documentary on education in New Jersey where they were talking about how much the janitors were making, how much the administrators were making, and how you looked in an administrative parking lot, and I swear to you, every single car was a Mercedes, a Lexus, you know, pick your luxury car, a Hummer. Then you looked in the teacher's lot, the wheels were falling off the cars. Maybe they all married wealthy. I don't know. But, you know, he didn't offer any kind of details or flush it out anymore, only that should teachers make more, and if they did make more, wouldn't we have smarter, bigger, badder kids coming out of college to compete with the Red Dragon? The Red Dragon, of course, being China, which is crushing us. China is crushing us in so many areas, and they're trying to do it in education. That's why I'll tell you one thing they're smart about. In China, I'll tell you where they pay you to be a teacher, an English-speaking teacher, if you're from the United States. And from the United States, they don't want people from England. They don't want people from Australia. They don't want people that speak with the English tongue. They want the Americanized English. And they pay pretty well for for teachers to come over there and teach their students, the Chinese children, to teach them English. Because they know we are going to crush you, so we want to take everything we can from you, including we know that you underpay your teachers in some areas, so we're going to attract them to come over here. Why not? So here's one interesting thing. Here's one thing I'll say, one last thing. In the United States, only 23% of teachers come from the top third of their class. McKinsey did that study. Okay, let me say that again. Only 23% of teachers come from the top third of their class. In Norway, where our financial man, Saul Alben, comes from, now anyway, and other countries where students do better than Americans on math tests, teachers are recruited from the top third of college graduates. So they do the opposite. They do the opposite thing. So what is the problem here? How much money has to be offered to get the best possible teachers that you can get so that we have more competent school children that we're graduating out of our schools nationwide? I don't know. How about the curriculum? What's also some of the curriculum I would question, and also the whole standardized testing thing, because it's always about the test, because that's how they get the money for the schools. So then if you're the teacher, your job is on the line because you got to have the kids memorizing crap for tests. I mean, let's be honest about that. How did I veer off into this? So, as I said, it's our Facebook question. So you can hook up with us on Facebook, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more, too, here on ATN. If you go to the website, you also see us on Pal Talk, right? So you can throw us your thoughts there on Pal Talk as well, or you can jingle the numbers, of course, 800-259-5791. The bigger buzz in our backyard right now is about the Commander-in-Chief, and will he repeat? So will we have a part D of Barack Obama? And really, honestly, and I say this show is for everybody. If you're left of left or right of right, whatever you label yourself as, you are welcome, as long as you have an opinion, to join us here on the Overnight Highway. So is there anybody who says, besides Rick in Illinois, that he feels like Obama gets pummeled too much and that it's just a bunch of nonsense, some of the stuff that he gets accused of, and how is this all his fault? Because what about the Bush administration, et cetera? But many of you feel like I do. I just think it's an ineffective administration. I mean, you can forget all the name calling and he's this or he did this. You don't even have to go there. I just think it's ineffective. Ineffective because it's the want, I guess, to please too many people. And even with the Democrats, just like in the Republican Party, you have, you know, the splinter groups. So there are a lot of people that aren't happy with Obama because he promised certain things on the campaign trail and didn't deliver them. And then there are people that, hey, they say, boom, he did deliver. And it's a bunch of noise for the people who think that he didn't. So here's the bottom line. I threw this out there. You heard it. The comment from Mark Kerkorian about Kerkorian, easy for me to say, about Rick Perry and where he stands on immigration, because immigration is a thorny issue for a lot of people in this audience who live in areas where they have to deal with an overpopulated base of illegals who maybe are taking construction jobs up, or there's a problem with the infrastructure because of it, or whatever. So I wonder how Perry overcomes that. He is overcoming Romney, though, as I already mentioned, as the top guy for 2012. So he keeps moving up in all the polls. Fox did a poll. You know, we've been talking about all the other polls. What about Fox? Because you think he would have a base there with the Tea Party and everything else, right? So a Fox poll released on Thursday shows that voters are more likely to view him as too extreme than former frontrunner Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. How about that? In addition, most American voters, including a majority of Republicans, think that Sarah Palin, the former Alaska governor, should stay out of the race. But still, Perry gets the support of 26% of Republican primary voters in the poll. People who will vote. They're telling you, I'm voting for this guy, unless he were to fall out. That's up 13% from August. And it's definitely enough to edge out Romney. Romney gets 18%. That's down from 21%, just a little bit, but it's still down. So, and then if you wanted to parcel the rest of it out, Sarah Palin, who's not even in it, gets 8%, and Congressman Ron Paul gets 7%. Then you have Michelle Bachmann and the rest, Bachmann getting 4%. And, you know, you can take what you want from polls. And I say this all the time. But there is something credible about polls, because often what happens in the polls unfolds politically. At some point it does, or nobody would pay for polls because they make a ton of money. Gallup makes a mini fortune. They wouldn't have any of the pollsters as talking heads on any of the shows. So they're picking it right sometimes. They're doing it. They're picking it right. But how are people going to feel about Perry when they know more about Rick Perry? And let's face it, is there a candidate out there that 100% embodies every single thing that you think? I dare anyone to call me up and tell me that, because I don't believe you. I don't think there's anyone on who's ever run that 100% will be down the line with your values. So that's where we start. Hang with us.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Here's a segment I like to call Wake Up America. On the top of the list, while you were sleeping, the former Vice President Al Gore has been bugging President Obama to reject a pending permit application for something that you are very well aware of, a controversial pipeline project that would put a lot of people back to work. The pipeline is the Trans-Canada Keystone XL pipeline. It's carrying, or would carry, Canadian oil sands from Alberta to refineries in the Texas Gulf Coast. So it's a 1,700-mile proposed pipeline. A lot of people have been protesting the pipeline, saying environmentally it's a killer. Gore says it would carry the dirtiest fuel on the planet, the dirtiest. He did a blog, and I went and I read the blog the other day, and I'm going to quote him. He says, "The answer to our climate, energy, and economic challenges doesn't lie in burning more dirty fossil fuels. Instead, we must continue to press for much more rapid development of renewable energy and energy-efficient technologies." Like that nuclear stuff we should have been doing. "And cuts in the pollution that causes global warming." So, just so you know, the State Department is months away from a decision on this pipeline. Environmental groups have gone wild. They're mounting a seriously aggressive opposition to this. There's been a two-week protest in front of the White House. Hundreds of arrests have happened. This is a wake up America moment, because you didn't know that, did you? There's so much else going on. So, Obama has been put on notice, they say, that a failure to block this project will hurt his reelection campaign, because all those people who are staging the sit-in vow to go to the ends of the earth, or this country, and beg people not to vote for him. Gore is the most vocal. He's blasting it all over the place, because he's saying it's going to be higher greenhouse gas emissions. So here's the bottom line. Reject or not reject this pipeline. A final environmental review was released by the State Department just last week. Now, in the review, they said there would be, quotes, no significant impacts to most resources. Most resources. There's that wiggle room. Along the route, if the company adheres to conditions and mitigation measures that pipeline regulators, what gobbledygook, and environmental agencies demand. So this is the way for the government to get off the hook, or the State Department anyway, because notice the language there. No impacts to most resources. And, you know, you go along the route, and as long as the company does what it's supposed to do, and they have all the measures correctly in place, you know, the regulations, and they do what the environmental agencies say, then it'll be fine. This way they can't get blowback on it. So the critical nature of this is the argument, all that kind of stuff. The energy secretary is saying, or hinting anyway, that he supports the pipeline, saying that the country would be better off getting oil from Canada than unstable nations in the Middle East. I concur. And I'm getting a lot of flack for it. I have gotten, somebody asked me this question the other day on the air, and somebody asked me off the air, and I said the exact thing that the energy secretary said. We are being held hostage by the way we're getting oil right now. So you have this pipeline, and I understand the concerns in a way. You know, I see the fallibility, should there be some accidents, all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is, it's the same thing we have on the platforms, the same thing we have with any of the stuff that we do that we're pumping out or whatever. So you could say, well, yeah, but it's not all the way down the middle of the country. It's not 1,700 miles long. But here's the thing. We can't continue down the path no matter what that we're on. You want to drive your cars, right? You don't want to ride bicycles all of a sudden to where you have to go. And because what Gore is saying, because they weren't developed, the renewables, when they should have been, if we had been doing this now for decades, then sure, there would be other alternatives, tons of it, if we had renewable energy. But it wasn't developed. Why? Because it wasn't cost effective. Nobody wanted to go in that direction. The oil companies didn't want it. And the politicians backed it up anyway. So we don't have that capability. We have the need, the thirst that has to be quenched for oil. So, and the bottom line is just simply this. You look at the job situation, you look at the quest, the need, the whatever we have for oil, and even if we could completely change the culture, it's not happening overnight, it's not happening in 10 years. That's my two cents while you were sleeping. 800-259-5791, because I know some of you are awake and you're not all listening to the Flying Saucer Man, George Norrie, who I think is very good at what he does, by the way. Sometimes we talk about flying saucers, but not always here on America Tonight. Sometimes it would be fun to talk about flying saucers. All right, let me tell you about something else that I have been holding back. The Red Dragon. Yeah, the Red Dragon. So here's what's going on. There has been a sort of provisional deal, they call it, that has been done or struck or whatever you want to say, gentleman's agreement, by a Chinese tycoon to buy 115 square miles of northwest Iceland, some land there. Now, what this tycoon is saying is the $8.8 million is to build an ecotourism resort and a golf course. You think of where Iceland is. I'm going to say it again. Resort and golf course. I'm thinking 4 months most. Now, the location is an equal distance from Europe and North America. It's a huge piece of land, 115 square miles. You know, a hotel, golf course, yeah. You could have, you know, 7-8 of them on it, basically. And then you're there, you know, an Arctic Circle golf course, 4 months of the weather. Give me a break. Why do you think this tycoon wants that piece of land? And I think Iceland, the interior minister, shouldn't let this deal go through. You're selling, one, a large piece of their land to a foreigner, any foreigner, and then have ownership of natural resources on and in the land because that's what he wants. Oh, I would ixnay that in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor. Hello.
It's supposed to be Don in Loserville, America tonight, Jake.
Loserville.
Where could I possibly be right now if I'm talking to you?
What's wrong with Wyoming?
I'm not in Wyoming right now, Jake. Wait a minute, there's a railway here, it says, Kate Delaney Highway. I'm outside of your town, Kate, Philadelphia. So.
Oh, that's right, because you were going up to New York, I forgot. Yes, very cool.
It's so nice to go down this road with no traffic on it, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, of course, I'm used to driving at night, but anyway, so I thought I'd say a quick hello to you. Yeah, Loserville, Philadelphia.
Well, we got to tell everybody the reason why he's saying Loserville is because Don is a Cowgirl fan, and Philadelphia is consistently beating the snot, the Philadelphia Eagles, out of the Cowboys, and he can't stand that, so therefore he's trying to refer to my Eagles.
I'm referring to the fact that you guys haven't won Super Bowl yet, Kate.
Oh, whatever. You're never gonna win another Super Bowl. If we're gonna do some trash talking here, you're never gonna win one.
you're probably right. Let's see now. The Redskins, they won one. The Ravens, they won one. There's Philadelphia, no win. New York Jets, they won one. Giants have won one. Patriots have won a whole bunch. They're the only team on the Eastern Seaboard that hasn't won a Super Bowl. What do you got to say to that? Anyway.
That's why they have the $100 million quarterback, Michael Vick, who's going to turn things around. Who let the dogs out?
You know what? They're going to be pretty good this year. So, if he doesn't get hurt, it's hard to say that they won't win the NFC. So, I haven't been hearing about this. I heard somebody mention something about this idea about a pipeline to Canada. But let's flip this around, Kate. We don't see Canadians coming across into America legally, do we?
No.
Well, then let's flip it around and say, hey, you know what? Let's get our cars on natural gas so we can build a pipeline out of Mexico. Man, maybe that'll help keep all the illegals from coming up here if they've got jobs. What do you think?
I don't think so. I think it's either you're going to ixnay this project because you just think it's going to destroy the environment, or you're going to say it's going to create jobs for Americans and it's going to supply the oil that we need because we do not have the development of the fuels that could have been readily available. Thanks, Don. Have fun in Philly. Grab yourself a cheesesteak, by the way. Or when you go up to New York, you can get a hoagie up there, too. We have these capabilities. We know that with the electric car and some other things, but it's just not there at this point. Ethanol, come on, how many ethanol plants in the United States? More on that coming up on the flip side.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are a baby.
We're going to hit the mailbag. Before we do that, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we're going to go out to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
Okay, okay. If Al Gore is so sanctimonious, he can give up his jets, okay, and his little trips over to show us how to have a snowstorm and global warming. Two, your illegal alien from Mombasa, Kenya, has got his sycophants out doing their little protest, and they're the last refuge in the environmental movement of the National Socialists, the Marxists, and the Communists, and they've taken over the environmental movement. And this is to give him cover so he, oh, I know, I'm going to get elected, so I just put this down. It's environmentally unsound, blah, blah, blah. And he'll just run that little run down to us. That's a joke. This would provide over 100,000 jobs for people like Caterpillar and all the other earth-moving truck companies. It would build a pipeline. It would give us less dependence on foreign oil. Mm. We would have foreign oil, but with a friendly neighbor. a supply that is unlimited. We've just discovered, I've told you this before, we've just discovered a supply of shale-based oil that we can get with fracking in Montana that's equal to all the oil in Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Iraq. And that big a supply is in the Montana, Canada, Wyoming basin. That's all ours. We own it. And Obama is stopping us from getting that. And he's stopping us from getting the pipeline put through. Everything this clown does is an attack on the American people. I keep telling you, we have an enemy in the White House dedicated to the destruction of the United States of America. This Muslim could not lead a prayer in a mosque. He's scum. And the sooner we get him impeached and thrown out of there, the quicker I get to see you naked.
Yes, so the people know I said I would walk naked to New Jersey if he was impeached because he's not getting impeached. But your points about the pipeline, absolutely dead on. 100,000 jobs, you know, Caterpillar being one of them, of course, and what it would create, the dependency, not so much in the Middle East and other areas, but we're getting a lot of our oil from Canada, and it just keeps developing that. And the Canadians, of course, would love it and do love the idea. But I don't. I think the president is trying to lay back on this one because there are also some people that will be up in arms because of the job situation that's being thrown out there if it's not approved. I think it gets approved. I think it's going to get approved. I don't think it's going to get axed. I think it's going to go through, especially with the energy secretary is going to push for it. He's going to push for it. I think it goes through. I think it goes through. We'll see. It will be interesting, the debate over the next month or so. And there are a lot of people, in fact, I know some people that are not happy about it. I was kind of blindsided at a meeting that I went to. Somebody, and of course, you know, I got to have my coffee. How many hours sleep did I have? I don't know. And somebody says, what do you think about the pipeline? Whatever. And I had, at first, it didn't register with me. I was like, pipeline. Oh, and then I thought, yeah, Canada, I know what you're talking about. And it's like I said, listen, what do you want? You had the chance to make, to develop all these other alternatives. All these other alternatives. You look what they're doing in France with nuclear energy. That easily could have been done in the United States. But, of course, Three Mile Island, concerns over nuclear energy plants and what do you do with nuclear waste and all that stuff. So forget that. And the bottom line is, unless we live in the country we live in, is not, yes, there are areas that are bicycle friendly, it is not realistic. And then there are areas where you have public transportation and it's the perfect way to get around. But there are spread out wide open areas where there is not great public transportation, so you couldn't depend on that. I mean, we know the arguments. You could make a list. It's like that old Ben Franklin thing. You could sit here, you could just be objective for 5 minutes, and no name calling or anything, damn. And you write a list, pro and con. And I'm sorry, the pro pipeline list is going to come out bigger. And whose fault is that? All right, quickly, we're going to head to the mailbag.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
Ooh!
All right, this one is from Jake in Austin. Kate, I just heard you say that thing about Arne Duncan, the Secretary of Education. What is he thinking? $60,000 starting salary? Sign me up. I'll graduate at the top end of the class if that's what I'll get. What do most people make when they get out of school? What did you make when you first got out of school? $12,000. It was brutal. Kearney, Nebraska, NTV. Yep, television, how glamorous. Good thing I was good at playing poker. Anyway, he goes on to say this one little thing here. I understand for veteran teachers, and I understand in some terrible school districts, but that for a starting salary, I don't know. I don't think it will ever come to pass. What do you think? Well, I think that Duncan is suggesting that because he knows, he sees the school numbers in some of the public schools. It's just absolutely terrible what's happening in them. It's awful. I had a conversation with somebody who taught school. This was just 4 days ago. And his name's Howard Berg, and in fact, he's the world's fastest reader. And he told me every day of his life he got beat up in Brooklyn, when he would go to school. I mean, it was very gang-laden, all kinds of gangs. You know, he said there were, if you wanted to label as Puerto Rican gangs, there was black gangs. He said there was gangs of cool kids, and that's what went on. And really nobody did anything, and the school was controlled by the gang. So when he got out of school after being practically beaten every day, he decided to teach. And when he went to teach, he found terrible, the same thing. It's problems in the classroom, principals just saying, oh, well, you know, you just try to mentor them the best you can, you know. Just take attendance and do what you have to do. And there didn't seem to be any concern. There was no learning. There was no repercussions for nonsense in the classroom. I mean, just it was terrible the way he described it. And this is, unfortunately, what some teachers are, they should get combat pay, what some of them are going through. And I don't understand how a school district can't protect teachers. So then I think of teacher salaries in those areas and, really, is that how you want to live your life? I understand trying to reach the kids, and it's so awful for some of the kids that are reachable, but how do you close those gaps up? Would a good teacher making that kind of money make those test scores that much bigger and make those better, rather, and those kids that much brighter? You know, that's the question. What would really work? Teachers working longer days? Already, they've got how many off in the summer, how many weeks off in the summer. Now you have long breaks. They're saying that maybe the breaks shouldn't be, you know, shouldn't be as long as they are. Interesting question. I think bonuses. How about some kind of bonus system for teachers in the beginning, especially? Now, veteran teachers who are really good and turn out kids and they have crazy graduation rates, you know, that's, you know, a whole different thing. All right, let's move to this one. This is from Brad, who says, Texas Governor Rick Perry is not the man, Kate, that people think he is. I mean, he's okay. I agree with some of his stances, particularly on guns. I like the idea of guns on college campuses, and I like the fact that he's pro-gun. But I don't agree with how he feels about illegal immigration if you just look up some of the things that Perry has said. And I don't think he's the right guy to lead this country. If it was a choice between Rick Perry and Mitt Romney, I'm going with Romney. I think he has a better business acumen than Rick Perry any day of the week. Right now you're in the minority because the polls keep showing Rick Perry. You know, it's still kind of early going in this game, though. We'll see. We get into January, February, then we get into the primary. Things could change. Where are we going to be with jobs? Where is the economy going to be? All of this plays a big factor in who could possibly represent the Republicans. And then ultimately, too, the job security of the current president, Barack Obama.